In amateur baseball, there often are strict limits on how much pitchers can pitch. But for girls playing fast-pitch softball, such precautions are rare. And that may be one of the reasons that so many get injured, according to Washington University sports medicine specialist Matthew Smith.
The underhand pitch is felt to be pretty safe, but there's been some biomechanical studies over the last 10 years that show that the stresses on the shoulder are very similar to overhead throwing. You know, very few pitchers per each team, and so they tend to ride the ones that are successful and continue to pitch them, and they're saying that it's safe, but it turns out it's not as safe as we think.
And that can put girls at risk, particularly during tournaments when teams play several games over a few days.
It happens almost every tournament. If there are some teams that have multiple pitchers, then they'll try to take them out after six innings or try to give them a break, but for the most part, the really good pitchers will pitch pretty much every game.
That could be raising their risk for injury. Smith and his colleagues studied fast-pitch softball pitchers between the ages of 14 and 18. They used sensitive instruments to measure strength at the start of a day and again after multiple games that day. They also asked the athletes how they felt. And Smith says his team found that during tournaments, pitchers reported feeling tired, and they were objectively weaker.
They don't recover in a one-day time. And we don't have data in baseball or in fast-pitch softball how the average person recovers. How long does it take them to go from a number at the beginning to back to that number to be safe to throw again?
That's important because Smith and other sports medicine specialists believe fatigue can increase injury risk.
There's been some data that suggests that fatigue is a precursor to injury. So I think that's the concept in baseball. If we limit pitch counts and we minimize the fatigue issues, that, you know, the mechanics of throwing will be hopefully better. And so if we are getting them more rest and giving them more time to recover, then there's a logical progression to think that they'll have less injury.
In amateur baseball, the limits on pitching are designed to protect the pitcher's elbows.
We don't see as many elbow issues in windmill pitching, but I probably see more shoulder injuries and shoulder pain in windmill pitchers than I do in baseball players these days.
And the primary shoulder problems he sees are
biceps problems, because they're putting their arm behind their body with a lot of tension on the shoulder joint, and so they start having discomfort up in the front of the shoulder, which is where the skinny portion of the biceps runs through the shoulder joint. That's probably the most common thing that we see. Other things that we see are tears in the labrum inside the shoulder joint. More common in baseball that we would see rotator cuff injuries, just the way the shoulder is positioned, not as common in softball.
Smith and his colleagues have reported their findings in articles published in the journal Sports Health and in the American Journal of Sports Medicine. I'm Jim Dryden.